Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and congratulations, yes, to anyone being born today. You'll always get to write your date of birth as 8, 9, 10. And that kind of sequence, which works both on paper and spoken, assuming a two-digit year, only happens five times a century. It was last possible for people born on December 13th, 1914, or 12-13-14. So let's open up the phones for our last very few minutes today for your personal calendar numerology. What are the cool numbers in your life, or how have you manipulated your life so it lines up with numbers you like? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Some numbers you definitely shouldn't forget, 212-433-9692. Are you planning anything special for today, 8, 9, 10? Jeff from Connecticut posted on our comments page, my maternal grandmother was born on 12-12-12. Or Kim from Brooklyn, born on March 4th, 1956. It's almost like 8, 9, 10. She gets to write down 3-4-5-6. But when you say it out loud, it's 3-4-56. It's not 8-9-10. What else is going on with your personal numerology? Any unlucky dates you try to avoid? Are you a Friday the 13th person? We have one at the end of this week. Do you care? Anyone out there suffering from hexakosi oi hexekonta hexaphobia? Did I say that right? Literally translated from the Greek as fear of the number 666. Some women were wary of giving birth on June 6th, 2006. In 1989, Ronald and Nancy Reagan bought a house in Bel Air, California, and changed the address from 666 St. Cloud Road to 668 St. Cloud Road. I think that has some religious connotations, where that's supposed to refer to the devil, according to some people. So how about your personal numerology here on 8-9-10-212-433-WNYC? And David in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I've always had a thing about 11-11, and one of my wife's best friends, who's the COO of a hospital out in Brooklyn, was born on November 11th at 11-11,
wow.
And her mother was likewise born on 11-11.
11-11-11-11, good day for armistice. Thank
exactly.
You. Lynn in Suffolk County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I just want to congratulate Deke and Sasha, who were married about an hour ago in City Hall.
Yes.
And they purposely chose this day so they'd remember their anniversary.
Which will always be?
8-9-10.
Lynn, thank you very much. Good. That's right. I thought about the cesareans, but of course it's a lot easier to get married, hopefully if you're getting married anyway. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I was very excited when my wife was due early in February for a lot of reasons, and one of the reasons was the idea that he might be born on February 10th, 2010, although at that time we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, because the excitement of 2010 just, you know, threw me over the moon, and my wife thought I was crazy, and she went into labor on the 9th, and all during the day of the 10th, it looked good, but unfortunately, he stayed inside until the 11th.
Ooh.
Wasn't born until February 11, 2010, but luckily, he was born at 2:14 a.m., so he got the Valentine's Day time, if not the date.
It would have been 2:10:10, right?
Yeah.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. Peggy in Oakhurst, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I was born on January 23rd, 1944, so I'm 1-2-3-4-4.
There you go. And have you said that like that all your life?
I have. I've been tempted to say 1-2-3-4-5 more recently.
I guess. Thank you very much. Delora in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I was born 7/21/82, and my mother took me to Vegas on July 21st. For my 21st birthday, and I won $2,100.
Yes, that's a great one. Congratulations. Leslie in Rockland County, you're on WNYC.
Well, the number 8 has always been my favorite number, and I was born on March 8th, and then my daughter was born on October 8th, and my granddaughter was born on December 8th. So we all celebrate 8, and my mother, who was born on the 26th of November, 2 plus 6 is 8, and my parents were born in 1917, and 7 plus 1 is 8. I try to make 8 out of everything.
They were all over the place. And here's mine. My old phone number at the old WNYC offices before my kids were born was 669-2205. Then one of my kids was born on the 22nd. There's the 22. And the other one was born on the 5th. There's the 05. Not only that, but it was 922. So 669-2205, 922, and 205, February. There you go.
And well, you sound crazy as me.
So there you go, everybody. There's our tribute to today's date, 8-9-10.
On 6-6-6-6, I was little, I didn't know about 7-7-7-7. 11 years later, still don't know any better about 8-8-8-8. It's way too late for me to change my mind.
It's French fries with pepper doing morphine. Happy 8-9-10.